Thinking Out Loud on 91.5 FM WMLO. My name's John Penny. I'm here in the studio at 978-934-4969. Yeah, we have a few things going on today. There is some news. The next public meeting for helping to save WUML is going to be, according to our webpage, is going to be March 3rd, 2005. That would be the Thursday. That would be Thursday. And so this is from the front page of WUML.org. WUML is organizing another open meeting for all interested parties concerning the recent abuse of your station at the hands of the administration. We will be discussing the events of the past 2 weeks as well as discussing the station's plans for moving forward. For all station members, blah, 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 all students and community members who support student-run college radio, please come and show your support. The meeting will be held Thursday, March 3rd, 5:30 p.m., O'Leary Library, that's South Camp, O'Leary Library, room 222, 1 University Ave, Lowell, Mass., and that's down on South Campus. So for those of you who don't know what's going on with the station, recently the administration put in the Lowell Sunrise program, which was a failure, and the Lowell Sun has now left this the deal. They're no longer part of it. And the morning 5 hours are now being run by a small department in the university and a couple of the DJs that they hired while the Lowell Sun was running it. Those two DJs are no longer affiliated with the Lowell Sun. They work for the school directly. And they're all putting together the program as it exists now, and that's being run and funded by this administration of University of Massachusetts Lowell. And the morning 5 hours were taken away, of course, from the students originally, and they were not consulted. A contract was sprung on them as being signed and unavoidable. And that was a year ago. So we've been fighting, or a little more than a year ago. So we fought that, and we got rid of the Sun. Whether it was because they weren't making money or they weren't performing, we don't know. But they're out, and now the administration has decided they want to take another 3 hours a night. And regardless of whether it's a good idea or not, the point is that they didn't ask, or talk to, or consult, or even have any discussions with the students whatsoever. And it's not just students either. This is a huge community station. So, for instance, one of the things that we do here on the station is we have a bunch of community programs. The entire weekend, of course, is all community programs, and a lot of those things are going to be preempted by this proposed schedule change, which is not set in stone and can be stopped. And the way that you stop it is you call the administration. We'll be giving out the contact information for them in a little bit. Also, you can come to the meeting. That's on Thursday. Thursday in room 222 at 5:30 p.m. Room 222 of Leiden. I'm sorry, of O'Leary on the South Campus. So just list some of the community programs that we have here. Radio Bom Dia, which is Portuguese. Gunjin, which is South Asian and Indian. Almost Acoustic. This is all on Saturday. Blues Deluxe. That's been going on for years. Your French Connection is a new program we just started for the French speaking, and anybody who likes French music, I guess. Local Sports Show is just starting up. That's with a guy who does calls local sports for some of the local high schools. Cafe Latino, of course, with Miguel Lopez, which has been going for years, and that's late Saturday night into the morning. Cafe Latino continues. Radio Amazad, of course, is from 9 a.m. until 11, and Armenian Heritage from 11 a.m. to 1. Then we have Voice of Cambodian Children with Sunny Ling. There's a huge population in Lowell where they consulted, where they asked whether this change should be made to their radio station. No, they weren't. They were completely ignored. So that's, it's completely unacceptable, and we want you to give a call to the management of the administration and let them know, and that's going to give out Mr. Hogan's number in a little bit. The next thing that's on Sundays from 6 to 10 is Mediterranean Melodies, and then there's Ego Trippin', Safety Pinned and Sick, and Insomniac Society starts, but that's really late. That's like 10 to midnight, and then 1, and then 3 o'clock. So that's, a beginning of the community programs. And then let's take a look during the week, because a lot of the week is actually done, are actually programs that have been around for a long time. Live from the Fallout Shelter, 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock every Monday. That's been going on for years, more than 20 years. And they're gonna they want to preempt that. They want to run spinners games. Who are the spinners? You ask. They're a minor baseball team. They're a private corporation. They make money by you going and buying tickets from their baseball team. So what you want to do is let them know. You don't want them to take your radio station away. Soul Power is on Wednesdays. You know, was the guy from Soul Power asked? Was Ben asked whether he thought it was a good idea to put baseball in instead of him? And of course, for the rest of the week, we've got a whole bunch of programs that are done by community members and that are done by students at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. Now, over the past 53 years, they've also put in over two million, probably closer to $3 million or more dollars worth of labor to build this station and to create the image that it has in the community and to create the well-known image that it has in the community, despite the myopic surveys that have been done to prove that it's not well known. Actually, you talk to a high school student in the area, and they do know what WML is because we provide the only alternative to corporate music that there is in this area. So there's a whole lot of reasons why you shouldn't be supporting this idea of changing WML to run to be running another corporate sponsored for profit program, which would be the broadcasting of the baseball. And the other thing that they would like to do is they'd like to bring Christopher Lydon on. Now, Chris Lydon got dumped from NPR after he was from BUR after he was fighting with somebody down there in the administration. I don't know what, you know, who cares what side of it of that fight you're on. He gets paid way too much money. He shouldn't be working for us. We shouldn't be paying that guy. When we've got programs like the programs that we have here, like the Blues Deluxe, like the program that we have on Mondays, which is Live at the Fallout Shelter. We have Live at the Fallout Shelter tapes going back to 1970s. You know, if you're looking at now, let's talk about the problem that we're trying to solve, which is the money. We need funding for the school. Well, let's get some support, some local public support for public education, and do that by not trying to steal the radio station from the community. How about that? Let's try that. Now, if you'd like to express your support for the students, you can do it in a whole bunch of ways. First, you can call Bill Hogan, who's the chancellor. He is ultimately responsible for all of this, although there are other people involved. Ultimately, he's supposed to be running this and making sure that he has a public trust that he has to protect, and he's supposed to be watching out for the well-being of the students and the well-being of his resources. And you know, the radio station, they happen to have a license for the radio station. The only reason they have that, though, is because you allow them to have it. If you decide you want to take it away from them, all you have to do is get together a bunch of people and take it away. It's not hard. So if you want to call Bill and let him know that you support the students, call 978-934-2201. And what you want to tell him is that you want students to remain in control of WUML because they provide the ability of the community to participate in WUML. Now, if you think that NPR is going to come in and run one show, and they call it an anchor, if you think they're going to come and run one show and everybody else is going to benefit, take a listen to WBUR sometime. WBUR used to be a student-run radio station, and they let one NPR show in, and then they let another NPR show in, because you know what? They make lots of money. Well, money's not what this is about. This radio station should be used to increase public support for public education, not to sell Marketplace, Marketplace is a program that runs on from NPR. It talks about the stock market. How many of you have stock? You know, you might have a mutual fund that has one or two shares of stock, but it's not like your fortune is made or broken because the stock prices go up or down. So what do you care about Marketplace? There's no need for it. So we don't need that stuff. We have great programming here, and it can be used to increase support for public education, and that's what we should be doing. So call Bill Hogan, 978-934-2201, and tell him you support the students. Tell him you do not support this plan of either Chris Lydon coming in or of the spinners going on at night. But most importantly, you don't support the idea of the administration making decisions about the radio station, that the students who have a contract that says they retain 19 hours of control, and you know, at this point, now that they've stepped over the line twice, I think it may be time to get back those extra 5 hours. I think maybe that's the next step, because you don't let people who keep misbehaving, you don't allow them to continue to make decisions. So call Bill Hogan, 978-934-2201. Let him know what you think. Let him know that you support the students. You do not support the administration's idea here, and that you want them to stop misbehaving. You want them to start showing these students who they're supposed to be examples for. You want them to be a good example and to act like a good adult with morals and ethics, and that you don't want them to continue to try to steal this radio station from not only the students, but from also from the community. And can trust that the community who's listening to this radio station is interested in this and would like to do something. If you'd really, really want to do something, give a call, 978-934-2201. That's Bill Hogan. Call him up. Tell him, I support the students. Stop trying to steal the radio station. And then if you want to give me a call here in the studio, I'm at 978-934-4969. And we're going to listen to a couple of things here, and then we have Counter Spin's going to go on right about 10:30. I'll be here in the studio the entire time, 978-934-4969. I'll be glad to take your phone number, and I'd be glad to put you on a calling list so that when things are happening with the radio station, we can get in touch with you, and you can possibly participate in some direct actions that we may be looking at. And you can also be part of a mailing list. You can be part of the student organization. We want you to be part of the radio station. We'd love you to come down and be on the radio station if you have time. A lot of people are too busy. But if you're not too busy, we'd love you to be on. You sit right here and interview, have a little interview, and talk about things that are important to you. So the phone number here in the studio, for those of you who are out getting a pencil, is 978-934-4969. And don't forget to look on the web. We're at www.wuml.org, and that's on the web. And you can read a lot of stuff about the issue that's going on with the radio station now. And give the university a call and let them know. You know, be polite, be nice to them, but be firm. This kind of behavior will not stand. We will not allow it, and it's not going to be allowed to go on. 978-934-2201. The guy's name is Bill Hogan. He's the chancellor. You call him up, and you say, stop trying to steal the radio station from the kids. We're tired of it. You know, that's enough. You know, bad. Slap them on the wrist and tell them to cut it out, because it's really not useful. It's not a good use of your time and your money and your resources. So we want to go to Counterspin in a couple of seconds here. And we just have a few prefix pieces. We're listening to 91.5 FM, WUML Lowell. This is Thinking Out Loud, 978-934-4969 here in the studio. I want to say hi to Mr. Heaney out in Rutland, who's always listening, and my favorite caller from Wilmington, who I don't think he left me his last name, but he's a courier from Wilmington, so I want to make sure I acknowledge. They did call last time. We had 6 phone calls last week. We're looking for more this week, so give me a call, 978-934-4969.